We're discussing within the laws of, officially, the laws of Beis HaKnesses, discusses a siman about how a person should conduct themselves. And one of the areas which the Mishnah Berurah says is as follows. Yaseh oskim rak kefi parnasasoy. When it comes to a person, their business dealings, a person should only work up until that which they need for their parnasa. He says you have to be very careful how one's yetzer hara is going to potentially entice you to start thinking that maybe you need a lot more than you really do need. Shekol hayom sarach hishtadlus al harvachazu, that you're going to need to occupy every possible moment of your day in this matter. But Iker, she's bonin ba'atzma mashehu hechrech amiti she'i yesher bilado. And he says that really a person has to look within themselves, as everyone is different, everyone's situation is different, to find out whether or not, in fact, this is 100% accurate. Now, he continues and says, quotes from another sefer, he says, "Ukidei shelo yirmo sohayetzer." How can a person know for sure that they've reached the point of enough for their parnasa and maybe that more going overboard, that's what they're doing? And he says a nice way to determine that is in the following way. He said, "Yisbonin, think about this. Ilu hu hayem ischai lozon eschavero halbisho lafi erko." You have someone that unfortunately cannot support themselves. They're dependent on you. It's not a family member, just an outside person, and you have to take care of that person. So the question is, at that point, mahaya omer oz, what are you going to say then? Eze davar hu hechruch, exactly how much are you going to provide for this person? So you're going to make sure that, since you're taking care of their basic needs, you're going to make sure that they're clothed, you're going to make sure that they have food, but there's a certain ad kan. So therefore, if a person has that perspective about themselves, they'll also know how much maybe is too much. But the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, later on in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, says that we shouldn't start feeling terrible or guilty about oneself if a person works and works hard, because after all, l'pa'amim, many times, shemishtadol l'harbos ba'oskel b'tzarech davar mitzvah, a person who has worked harder, also because that they are affluent, they're able to perform certain mitzvos because of their wealth. Kagon shekavonasol l'harbos b'sedaka gumilus chasadim, a person uses their resources for something positive, like giving to people. That you're going to give to people, support them, then that certainly is admirable, and therefore a person certainly would not only have to think for themselves. So this, what we're about to say, does not necessarily apply. A person has to have, obviously, the right kavana in mind to hopefully not only keep the blessings which Hashem gave you yourself, but also to share with others in need. And he says, "Va'od za'ak al zeh ha'chavetz chayim zal parvid." The Chavetz Chaim would focus on this and really hammer it out to people that the way that people pursue too much their parnasa, which is above and beyond that which they need. And he says like this, "Kigorim hamosros lebitul Torah shibutzmana." Person who is involved so much that they occupy every moment in work, they're not able to learn Torah. And because of this, he says it's not just that issue. He says, "Avor hagdolos revachav k'til chasos hotziosav hamarbos," a person who is just trying to get the very, very best of everything. Even if, let's say, at this moment in your life, Hashem did bless you, but the problem with going over the top, very practical, he says, you should still not indulge and overindulge. That if you start acting this way, that you can only have the best, and anything less than the best is just not good enough. It's going to be very hard to change your habits and that which you're accustomed to. And therefore, he says, "Yimchas Hashem, Let's say, unfortunately, you may have a turn of events which will not be in your favor. What will end up happening? Gagal chovos, certainly you're going to have tremendous chovos because you're going to be living well beyond your means because that's the only way you've ever been accustomed to. Vazve zman yakar metora v'tfila kidei shulit starech lohorid. Since you have such high standards, so now you're going to literally have no more time to do anything, to even breathe, because you're going to be so focused on making sure not to lose the things which you you need, or you think you need. Therefore, he continues and says that not only is an issue by having such a perspective of living larger than life for yourself, but also Margulis Bonavun Osav L'Chaim Osros. You're also going to teach, educate your children that that's the only way that they can function, only with the very best. And if not everything goes their way, then unfortunately they're going to think they'll be devastated. But Od Gorim, it also causes one who pursues and indulges in more than they should, liyidei gaiva v'giri hayetzahara, something which person who lives such a life, they can possibly get to your head. And he says, v'kachaya darkim shel chasidim, so therefore the chasidim acted differently. V'yir Hashem sh'af shibircham Hashem yisbarach v'momon v'osher, even though they may have been blessed, fortunately, with wealth, all the things that they own, their homes, their furniture, everything within, were kishar anashim b'derechum himtsoy. As the Rambam says, they didn't overdo it, even though they might have had a lot of money in their accounts. They certainly were very philanthropic with that. But also, if you go into their home, it wouldn't necessarily show that they're such wealthy individuals. They lived very modest lives. Upisru mahonim sadako masi chesed b'histaleches, and when they gave charity, it was always done with a certain level of sneis and with modesty, not flaunting their wealth. Yashrehem b'om hazeh, the tov lahem l'olam haban. A person who has this approach in life, not only will they be zocha to a tremendous chelik in olam haba, but also will give them a better perspective, a better way of feeling and living and functioning in olam hazeh in this world as well.